So the traditional formula on Easter is someone says to you, Christ is risen, and you say, He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. That first reading from the Acts of the Apostles proclaims to us, everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. So what does it mean to believe in Jesus? Does it mean passing a quiz? You know, the most important facts about his life. I know that he was born of the Virgin, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and rose from the dead. Am I in? Is that enough to receive forgiveness of sins through his name? Actually, no. It's not enough. Knowledge is not enough. Knowledge doesn't save. You can be the greatest scripture scholar in the world, but that doesn't get you closer to forgiveness or to heaven. So what does it mean to believe in him? Belief, faith, it's a response to the person of Jesus. What kind of response have you made? It might help if we change that word faith to faithful. Everyone who is faithful to him will receive forgiveness through his name. It sounds a little less academic then when we do that. Being faithful really isn't about passing a quiz. Being faithful is about being loyal, trusting him as worthy of my loyalty, and standing up for him before others. So how have you been faithful in the past few weeks? Now, our second reading today from Paul's letter to the Colossians, St. Paul says that we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. It's an interesting phrase, hidden with Christ in God. So my striving to be faithful involves a dying to unfaithfulness. You know, here at Newman, Father Andrew and I hear a lot of the confessions in this parish, which is it's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things to do as a priest. It's such a healing and transforming sacrament. But I'm sure that there are many of us who need to die to our unfaithfulness to confession. It's a sacrament instituted by Christ for all who want to be faithful to him. And it's a necessary thing for every single believer. We catch a glimpse today of Peter's faithfulness. It was only a few days ago that he had denied Jesus three times. I can only imagine how he was beating himself up over that. And yet when he hears that the tomb is empty, he runs. Not as fast as the beloved disciple. But he runs to the tomb. His faithfulness is still there. He wants to experience forgiveness. He wants to experience hope and conversion and healing from the wounds of his sins. We should run to the sacraments just as eagerly as Peter and the other disciple run to the tomb. And by the way, they don't find the tomb empty. The body isn't there, but the burial cloths are. And in observing and studying the burial cloths, the disciple whom Jesus loved comes to believe, becomes faithful in a whole new way. You know, we still have the relic of those burial cloths today. One is called the Shroud of Turin, kept in northern Italy. We had an expert on the shroud give a masterful presentation here at Newman in January on that shroud, and his talks are still on our YouTube channel. I highly encourage you to find those and watch them. Very illuminating, very interesting. The shroud is a help to seeing and believing. But learning about the shroud is knowledge again. And knowledge doesn't save. Learning about the shroud is great. But our salvation is about faithfulness. Faithfulness and forgiveness. When my dad died a couple years ago, even though he had been sick, it was still a surprise. I had the chance to thank him for being my dad, tell him that I love him. But given more time, I would have loved the opportunity to ask his forgiveness for a few things, which I'm sure he would have remembered. My mom does. I'm striving to be faithful to his memory in that regard. Jesus has given us the opportunity to be faithful to him through the sacraments, especially the sacraments of Eucharist and reconciliation. Fidelity to the sacraments is the most essential and beautiful way to continue to encounter the living Jesus. His life is hidden in God, and we experience his hiddenness, but powerful, real presence here in the Eucharist. We experience his hiddenness, but powerful, forgiving mercy and the absolution of the priest in the sacrament of reconciliation. Run to the sacraments, just like Peter and the beloved and Mary Magdalene and all the disciples. The last thing I want to share this morning is the conviction that without the resurrection of Jesus, nothing else matters. Without the resurrection, this life, our life, loses its meaning. Without the resurrection, where do we place our hope? In a life where we all die? Is that our hope? In the world of politics and armed conflicts and might makes right? Is that our hope? But with the resurrection, we can happily confess our sins to grow in virtue. With the resurrection, we can sacrifice time and talent and treasure for the sake of the church and the needy. With the resurrection, we can run to the sacrament. We can face even death with steadfast hope. Because we know of God's faithfulness to us. And he asks us to be faithful to him. So here's the homework for the week. In your striving to be faithful, run to the sacraments this week. Columbia has daily mass, early morning over at Lourdes, noon here at Newman, evening over at Sacred Heart. Newman has confessions every day during the holy hours, as well as Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Strive to be faithful. And run to the sacrament.